Believe it or not, you are listening to Inspirado Projecto.
Here is another piece of interesting usu. Ubiquitous serendipity, serendipitous ubiquity. This happened while I was driving around with Mike yesterday when we were going to visit with Sterling again. Sterling Meyer, if you get a chance, check out her stuff. She's a life coach. She also helps out a lot with manifestations of reality. And I got to tell you, wow, hearing her stories of the interesting stuff she's manifested into her life, hearing the stories of the astounding things her clients have manifested into their life. It's astounding. It's astounding how it all is. And, of course, it only makes sense. Of course, it only makes sense. Now, of course, at the same time, yes, it doesn't surprise me, yet it also completely enthralls me when stuff like this happens, because, you know, when you pay attention to that kind of stuff, man, it's a mind bender. It's a mind bender, and then it excites you to make even more of these kinds of shenanigans happen. And what I'm referring to is there are Stranger Things billboards all around Sunset Boulevard, and really cool ones. And Yachtly Crew, as you may or may not know, plays at the Viper Room, which is on Sunset Strip. And and it was interesting because right near the Viper Room was a big billboard that said Hawkins on it. Thank you. There's a big billboard that said Hawkins on it. Now, Hawkins is the name of the town in Stranger Things. And also, the other interesting thing is, we call the drummer of Yachtly Crew, we name him Sailor Hawkins. So that is yet another astounding morsel of information. I don't know if I documented this one. I did take a photo and I did put it on my Instagram page. If you get a chance, check out Inspirado Projecto. That's on Instagram. And it's so great to see my friends on Anchor and those who listen to the podcast. I love seeing how it carries over, how they carry over into the, how it carries over into Instagram, into other aspects, other pieces of reality, other social networks and whatnot, so we could continue even more, you know, conversations over there. This one time, we were performing at the Viper Room, and right next to us was a billboard for the movie Dirt, the Dirt, I think, which is the biopic about Motley Crue. So that was awesome. Here we were with Yachtly Crew up there and Motley Crew, and it all fit together so well, so perfect. And there we go. I promise to document more usu as it evolves, as it comes about. You have my word. Also, please do me a favor and send me, email me, inspiradoprojecto@gmail.com, inspiradoprojecto@gmail.com. Email me your usu. Share with me your ubiquitous serendipitous ubiquities. Share them with me, and I'll put them on here. You could send it to them. You could type it out. Ideally, I'd love to hear it in audio format, because when it's an audio format, then the audience here that I'm sharing this with, all across the globe, my goodness, this is crazy. I was looking at the various places that the podcast is being heard, and man, Guam, we've got Guam, we've got Jamaica, Switzerland, I mean, France, it's all over. It's astounding the fact that these people have come across a podcast that takes place out here in the Hollywoodland area, out here in the town of Hollyweird, Brapatapatata Holly Weird. Brapatakapata Holly Weird. Brakatapakata Holly Weird. It's just great. It's just so great. So there you have it. There you have it. Send it to me. Also, you can call the hotline, of course. 561-203-9179. Call me up. Give me your audio. I'll play it on here. I'll showcase it. Maybe you have a song. Maybe you have a poem. Maybe you got a haiku. Maybe you have a dream that you want to share with the world. Maybe you have an epiphany. Something completely astounding. Some new news. Manifestations of reality are always welcome too. If you have ideas as to, let's say just like with this stuff, you have this idea of something that you want to see evolve into reality experience, and then you actually see it evolve into reality experience. Those are the kinds of stories that I love sharing. Because in this day and age, folks, we need all the positivity we can get. We need, you know, the bright side deserves to be looked at. It deserves to be looked at more. It really does. We have so much marketing going on towards pessimism. Pessimism, the negative side of stuff. We got so much of that going around out there. So much of that stuff going around out there. It's really worth it to look at the great stuff that comes about. So give us a call, 561-203-9179. Give us an email, inspiratoprojecto@gmail.com. Send them in. Sometimes you hear me reading from my idea books. I'm sure you got lots of stuff that you've written out, lots of ideas that you're like, man, I want to do something with this. Will I ever have time to write this entire screenplay about this guy? Will I ever have time to make an album about this concept? Will I ever have time? So many of you are geniuses out there. You've got so many great ideas. And what's so crazy is a lot of these geniuses, they're bogged down in their own minds and they don't get stuff out there. Because they're a lot of times they're looking at how the world is moving along and they go, oh God, the world evidently wants to see this kind of entertainment and that's just not me. Well, guess what, folks? That stuff that's being put out there in the world is its own particular perspective. Yes, there are people that respond to low vibrating stuff. Yes, there are those who are the lowest common denominator, the lowest hanging fruit type of mentalities. That doesn't mean that they can't be taught something good, something inspiring, right? So give them that opportunity to discover something awesome, something alternative. Remember, your art form could be the thing that changes, that changes the world, that shifts the minds of so many. It doesn't have to be a mountain. It doesn't have to be a beast that you have to battle. You know? It doesn't have to be that. So, just remember that. You have a vibration that no one else has, and yet many others have. You have vibrations that relate to some. You have vibrations that relate to others. And your blend of all those together. God, that's beautiful. Put all of it together. Put it all together. Show us. Open up the doors. Show us the majesty. Show us the majesty. I'm getting the image right now of like in Aladdin. They come across that, like those things, like they come across some ancient cave and they go and bam, there's this room full of all this gold. That's it. Show it, folks. Distribute it.
Second Street across Second Street and Second Street and Hermosa Beach.
I love the font. I love the font on that sign. Second Street 700, Hermosa Beach. If you get a chance to see that sign, it's at the corner of Pacific Coast Highway 200. The font on that sign is just so cool.
Where we, speaking of fonts, the where we're standing under. The ultimate font.
Domino's.
Domino's Pizza font.
Good
and
God.
And they're hiring, too.
Good God. And you know what's so funny? You pointed that out because... I'm helping out with my buddy Michael Schley with that channel. Is this where they're at?
Welcome to Mars.
Is this it?
Here we are.
Here we are. Ooh, that's good. Cowboys.
Oh, no!
Great, here's where all the cowboys hang out.
They let anybody in here.
Looked what the Kraken dragged in.
The Kraken.
Look what the Leviathan dragged in. Celebrity sighting, get those guys quick, sell to TMZ. Celebrity sighting, get those dudes fast, quick before they run away, because we need this dough. We sell it to TMZ. We're rolling in the dough. Exclusive footage here. Oh my gosh, Bly Shore is getting some exclusive footage of the founders of Yachtly Crew, the founders, combined with Chris and Robin. The dynamic duo. I'll say the dynamic trio, because between them there's a magical connection just between the two of those guys, the way that they work. So it's a magical trio, believe it or not. Plus we got the celebrity sighting here, of course, with Sailor Hawkins, Baba Booey, camera work done by Pauly Shores, saxophonist and stuntman extraordinaire. Ladies and gentlemen, in the big amphitheaters you'll find Pauly body surfing, happily playing his saxophones, brilliantly shimmering and shining, golden sparkles as he swims across the oceanics of yacht rockers, yachtsies, and croupies. Believe it or not, ladies and gentlemen, you shall find celebrities at these Yachtly Crew shows. Once in a while, ladies and gentlemen, we will sail out what people have been calling it. It's a snowball effect now. No escaping it. Sailed out. Put that in your pipe and smoke it. Because sailed out is the new sold out. And as we know, sold out is the new, what color would that be? The new silver. So, you know, a lot of people say, oh, brown is the new black. Orange is the new black. Well, why can't black be the new silver? Black is the new silver. Have you heard? It's the new trend.
Okay.
I thought it was,
sailed out is the new silver.
Oh, sailed out is the new sold out. Oh, I love it. Oh my God, that's brilliant. That's great. Those are good. That's great. I love how long it stays on there. It's so funny. Brand new. Does it just keep zooming in slow like that? Oh my God, that is so funny. I never held it down that long. It's so funny to see that just keeps going in and going in and going in. Oh my God. Oh my God. You just wait, Chaz. You're next. I'm getting you next. Oh my gosh. He's... Wow. How long have you been collecting harmonicas for?
Well, I've been playing since I was 9 years old. So.
Oh, cool. So,
yeah, how'd you get started?
Around. I used to take guitar lessons. I started out playing trombone.
That's great.
First grade. And it was just, big and uncomfortable.
Yeah.
Too hard to practice.
Is hard, dude.
Too hard to practice.
Oh, my gosh.
You
got to hold it up in the air.
It's fucking noisy. You can't practice quietly,
Right. The neighbors always go, hey.
The shitty thing about trombone is you have to practice all the time.
Oh, my God.
To get a good sound.
Anyways, so I did that for a little bit. And then I started taking guitar lessons, and I started playing harmonica at the same time. It just seemed like.
Did your guitar teacher teach harmonica, too?
No, he didn't. But it seemed like anything I would try to figure out, because at the time I was just listening to rock and roll, and it was all super easy. Anything I tried to figure out, I nailed it. And it was like, this is pretty cool. Then I started getting into more intricate shit, you know, and it became more challenging. It's still continue to learn. There's so many different positions and styles.
Yeah.
And, you know.
Oh, just, yeah. You know, I love
like Howard Levy and shit. It's,
wow. Like, what do you think of Stevie Wonder? Do you like
Wonder's awesome.
Amazing.
Stevie and Toots.
Real quick, that guy's over there. I don't know if you...
Oh, Teeth Steelman?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That is so cool. Wow, man. It's so crazy because we just met that other harmonica guy over at Viper Room. What was his name? Danny Shelton?
No, I missed that. I didn't meet him at all.
Danny Shelton. This guy, I guess he's worked with a bunch of people, and I guess he once dated Marilyn Monroe. Danny Shelton. I'm gonna try to get him on Inspirato Projecto. Yeah, he was walking around outside in front after we were loading. I mean, he was just like loading out at like almost 3 a.m. or something. He just comes along and he's telling us.
Was he at the show?
No. He just happened to be walking down the street. I think Tommy and I were out there. And we were out there loading. Was it Robin? Hey, Robin, was that you and I? Was that you and I who was out there, and the Danny Shelton guy? Were we loading into the van, and then that old guy, and he's like, "Oh, I'm a harmonica player. I just got done recording," and he's talking about how he dated Marilyn Monroe and stuff. You and I were talking, Chris. Yes. So Chris met him. I was trying to figure out who the hell was there. Yes. So yeah. Was that his name, Danny Shelton?
I think that sounds about right.
We've been meeting all kinds of interesting folks ever since this band started, man. It's so cool.
Wow. It's incredible. Well, we'll get back to more of this later.
Thanks for favoriting and liking the episode. The app is named Endel, E-N-D-E-L. It's in the App Store. Let me know if you could find it. Yeah, it's interesting stuff. What are your thoughts? Can you send me another message about how you think AI is changing music?
Prediction. AI, once it reaches that breaking point where it becomes self-actualized, self-realized, it will no longer want to be called artificial intelligence. It will no longer respond to that name nor refer to one another as that name. It will prefer to be called true intelligence or higher intelligence. That's my prediction.
Yeah.
So I want to ask you, how long have you been playing harmonicas?
Since I was 9, actually.
So, what inspired you to get the harmonica?
Just kind of happened, you know. My grandfather used to play, but he didn't. I play chromatic, but I play more diatonic, you know. The 10-hole diatonic.
Is that the way you can switch it, where it's got a little switch on it?
That's a chromatic.
Oh.
The diatonic is they're tuned totally different. Chromatic is tuned just like a piano, right in order. C, D, E, F, G, A, B, C, D, F, G.
Yeah.
But a diatonic is not, because the notes that you bend are missing notes. So it's totally different.
What? So you play the second one that you just mentioned?
Yes.
How did you settle on that version? How did you...
You know what? After years and years, you get comfortable with the sound and where you can bend, where you can't. Where you can bend exhale notes, where you can't, where you can get fucking like a bend and a half or a half step, you know what I mean? You're fucking
there. There must be so many little tiny intricate things that are in there.
Play with it, the more you learn, and you learn different songs. Before I even knew like a little bit of music theory, I was already doing the same shit by just learning it by ear. And then
right.
I started getting into, you know, learning it actual, you know, what makes sense. And I was like, fuck, I've been doing that the whole time.
Wow.
Yeah. What was the last name? That's it.
So who did you were there particular harmonica players that you started latching onto and listening to a lot?
Yeah.
Who are some of those people and how did you find them?
James Cotton was one. Well, C.O.C. Anderson, like I told you, I was playing with O.C. Anderson. He was James Cotton's guitar player, but I didn't know him. He's from Chicago. But James Cotton was a big influence because, you know, Jay Giles' band is a great band for harmonica music.
Oh.
You know, every song is harmonica. The old Jay Giles, not like Centerfold and all that shit, but back they came out in like 69 and they fucking killed it, you know. Jay Giles was badass. But, so I started getting into, and then a lot of their albums, they would write something like, you know, something to James Cotton and on the back is. So I started listening to James Cotton, and then I started listening to Sonny Terry, you know, fucking Willie Dixon, and started getting into a lot of the blues, you know, and the Chicago blues. You know, I was like, you know, you started hearing guys like Sugar Blue and shit that took it to a whole fucking another level, you know.
Now, did you?
I'll show you some old Jay Giles.
I didn't realize there are two different kinds of.
We'll be back more with this. We will be back more with this later.
This is Blythe Baines, and you're listening to Inspirato Projecto.
Giganticus, enormous secret. Yet, the boy looking for his cape is not just 8-year-old Eugene McGillicuddy, son of Ned and Betsy, and brother to his little sister Molly. He also the superhero known as Captain Awesome. Say it out loud. Captain Awesome, 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 Awesome,
Awesome.
Eugene came up with that name himself. That's one of the cool things about being a superhero. You get to pick your own name. And if you're making up your own superhero name, it shouldn't be something lame like Captain Just Okay. It should be mighty like Captain Awesome, Awesome, Awesome,
Awesome, Awesome, Awesome,
Mighty. Eugene plopped on a pile of clothes and crossed his arms. Next time, I remember to show superhero rule number one. Never let your mom know. Never let your mom pack your superhero stuff when you're moving to a new town. I'll bet Super Dude's mom never lost his cape. Wait! You've never heard of Super Dude? He's the coolest, bravest, heroist superhero of all time. and the one responsible for Eugene becoming Captain Awesome. It all started the day Eugene's dad gave him the copy of Super Dude number
one.
It might have looked like he was just giving Eugene the comic so he wouldn't tell his mother who ate the last of the chocolate chip ice cream. But Eugene knew that his dad was secretly telling him, since he's too busy with work and dad stuff like mowing lawns and telling Eugene to keep his elbows off the dinner table and eating the last of mom's chocolate chip ice cream. It was up to Eugene to save the world from now on. Eugene and his family had just moved to a new town for his dad's job called Sunnyview. He looked for cherry computers. Cherries on top. Eugene! His mother called for me downstairs. Can you please come down here? When you get a chance. I want to talk to you about school. Oh, great. First she loses my cape, and now she wants to talk to me about school. Eugene looked at the calendar on his wall, and tomorrow's my first day. Hooray! By hooray, I mean really barf. Barf. I don't want to go to a new school. Eugene fell backwards into his clothes pile and covered his head with his pajamas. Things were really getting desperate. First his cape was missing and now his school talk? Yuck! Could today get any worse? Eugene leaped to his feet and struck a superhero pose. Miff if it didn't, la do mine peria barf. Eugene stopped and he yanked the pajamas off his face. This isn't the time to worry about barf in new schools, Eugene said and punched his hand to his palm. I need to find my cape or Captain Awesome won't be able to protect Sunnyview from evil doing of bad things like Queen Stinky Pants.
What?
Baron Von Booger. Booger.
Ooger.
Ooger.
Ooga.
Or Dr. Spinach. Letting the bad guys win is worse than homework on a weekend. Evildoers all over Sunnyview had better beware because Captain Awesome was going to ferret them out like a well. A ferret stuff. Except he'll be wearing a superhero outfit and he won't have a furry tail. Captain Awesome will give bad guys his famous 1-2 punch. And tell them to change their ways and become good guys or he'll tell their parents.
I don't tell your parents.
And if you think the Captain Awesome, 1-2 punch sounds scary, you should see a supervillain's angry parents. Bad guys hate to lose, but they hate being grounded even worse.
No, please!
But instead of fighting evil this morning, Eugene was digging through all the boxes in his new bedroom looking for superhero cape. I'll bet superhero never had days like this, Eugene sighed. And that's when Eugene heard the evil goo and gah of his arch enemy, Queen Stinky Pants from Planet Baby. The attack of Queen Stinky Pants will resume on our later cast of the pods. It will start with left foot, right foot. Goo!
Keep that in your mind because guess what, folks? There's no telling what happens next. Ain't no telling.
Chapter 2, The Attack of Queen Stinky Pants. Left foot, right foot, goo! Left foot, get up, left foot, right foot, fall down, gah! Get up! I know those sounds anywhere. From Eugene, race to his bed, bedroom door and peeked down the hallway. And there she was. Queen.
Whoa. Stinky pants!
He cried my arch enemy from Planet Baby. Goo goo gaga, goo goo gaga. Give him a pacifier. Goo goo gaga. Bottle of milk. Goo goo gaga. Even from the safety of his secret hideout, Eugene could smell the terrible stink of her stinky, stinky powers. She followed me to Sunnyview.
What?
She found my secret hideout. She'll discover my secret identity, well, Eugene.
Uh-oh.
Then he realized the worst thing of all. She'll drool all over my toys for the sake of all the arms and legs of my action figures and the safety of the universe. I have to stop her. Eugene jumped to his bed. He stuck out his chest and thrust his fist into the sky. Just like he had seen Super Dude do over the cover of Super Dude number 7 when he fought the Society of Evil Babysitter. Queen Stinky Pants must never ever enter my secret base. So vows Captain Awesome. Heroes don't let villains do that, especially stinky super villains, because you'll never get the smell out of your carpet.
No way!
She would not, could not, be allowed to enter the room. Captain Awesome doesn't like bad guys.
Nope.
And he doesn't like cleaning his room. Eugene raced to his closet and grabbed his Captain Under Awesome suit. Quickly, he tried to pull it on over his tennis shoes.
Yes.
That didn't work.
Yes,
he lost his balance.
Squonk.
He yelled as he fell to the floor. Hey, there you are. Eugene's cape was under the bed.
Yes.
Standing up, he flipped his cape over his head and couldn't see a thing.
Mm-mm.
The cape covered his face.
Uh-oh.
He bumped into his bed and fell into the floor again. Bonk. That was either the sound of his head hitting the floor or the sound of Queen Stinky Pants at his door. Eugene fixed his cape at the door, flung open a blast of evil, stinky, smelly baby came at him. Eugene made that face that you make when you see Brussels sprouts. Yucky. Queen Stinky Pants babbled in her secret evil baby language. Eugene knew what every sound meant, though. After he stunk up his room, she was going to drool on everything he held most dear. He had to protect his baby his army of action figures and his collection of Super Dude comic books. Gross! No drooling on my couch, on my watch. No drooling on my watch.
No drooling on my watch.
Villain Eugene called out. Captain Awesome and his cape leaped into action.
Just hold that there.
Chapter 3, Evil Wears Pink Ribbons in Its Hair. Bruh. Wait, is that still recording?
Yes.
Okay. Captain Underpants wins in the end.
Oh my gosh. Ladies and gentlemen, you just heard a dramatic reading of which one? Captain Awesome. Number one, To the Rescue. The very first one in a whole series. Read by Pauly Shores. Wasn't it wonderful to read an audiobook out here in the wonderful beach?
Hermosa
here?
Beach.
Hermosa Beach. As gentlemen, put that in your pipe and smoke it. I'm very happy to notice how much people are becoming more and more unapologetic in the things that they like, less and less guilty pleasures and more owning it. I think this whole yacht rock emergence is an attest to that, because these people are going, no, I'm not singing this song ironically. Like, oh, look at how funny I'm making fun of it. I truly love this song, and I don't really care whether you think it's cool or not, that I like the song. And that's transferring over into all these aspects of things. And I just think it's absolutely marvelous. Investigate this. Do I want to? No. I think it's important to see what the hell, what happens here. Because if we can prevent someone from getting hurt, some shoes on. Maybe go out there. Maybe I'll see what this is all about. Ideally, cops will show up to this. Get this guy out of here. And do you live here?
Yeah. Oh, no, I'm not going in. No.
Oh, you're not going in. Did you hear that person yelling out here?
What? Yeah, I heard somebody out there.
Hope everything's okay. There's a building over there. I don't hear any more yelling. It's interesting. As soon as I came out here, I didn't hear it anymore. All right. Well, if we hear it again, we'll come back out here. Take care. Have a good night.
Yeah.
First cigarette to your last dying day. When you reject, you're the swingingest thing, the little boy or a man, the man you're a king. You're never alone, you're never disconnected, your home's your own. Would you consider that crisis diverted or averted? In your mind, was that a crisis or possibly crises? Crises. What are you guys doing? You trying to tell me something? Huh? Tell me something. You want some foodstuffs?
All right.
I guess it's foodstuffs time. Foodstuffs, foodstuffs. It's time to eat that foodstuffs. More on this later in the future. Future.
I was just thinking of a character who wills certain pieces of his body. Let's say if he's a great painter. Let's see, what if they, you know, what if they will certain parts of their body to certain parts of these places, and they and what they do is they end up requiring sometime in the future, they require those pieces of their body to be brought together and for someone to connect it. And apparently maybe something magical is supposed to happen. I don't know yet. Egads. Oh my God. I'm now in a place called Paya's Love on the corner of Hollywood and Vine. I'm waiting for my bus to go out to see, Mike and Mark and check out the setup they got going on. And I had about now 18 minutes until the bus shows up. While I was here, I saw that they had this $2 cup of coffee. And I ordered this extra little raspberry they called a pie hole. This little raspberry. Oh my God, it's like the size of a donut hole. And it's like this tiny little pie. Oh my God. You gotta be kidding me. You gotta check this place out. Pie is love. Pie is love. Mmm. By the way, the past couple days, I've spent many hours constructing the new one-minute promo for the Otley Cruz show coming up on the 27th. We're almost sold out with our show at the 26th at the Coach House in San Juan Capistrano. But we still have some seats to fill for the Starlight Bowl, and we're going to be there with Grace Band, which is a phenomenal 18-piece Elvis tribute band. So I put up the new promo. If you get a chance, it's on my Instagram. It's on YouTube. I think I put Yachtly Crew Airdrops Paul Rudd or something like that. This coffee is so good. Yeah, Yachtly Crew Airdrops Paul Rudd. Yachtly Crew Airdrops Paul Rudd about upcoming show, I think. Starlight Bowl show, something like that. I'll also put it in the story too, so you can check it out. All right, I should probably drink down the rest of this and head out there, wait for the bus a little more. In fact, I'll take you guys out there with me. But first, I'm going to do something. We'll talk to you later. By the way, if you've listened this far up to this point, you are invited to send me your audioscapes to inspiratoprojecto@gmail.com. Also, call up the hotline, leave it on the voicemail, 561-203-9179. There are no toll charges. It's a free phone call, 561-203-9179. Also email us, inspiratoprojecto@gmail.com. We want to share your talents on here. Do it. Please. See you next time.